Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. So good to be with you again this Sunday morning in our new studio, no less. So happy to be here. Good to see you, and welcome to all of our listeners. Like you said, I am the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia, and like I'll talk about in a minute, CHI is doing wonderful and amazing things in this whole area, whether it be Tennessee or Northwest Georgia. But I'm, of course, going to concentrate being a little bit prejudiced toward Northwest Georgia, having been a primary care physician there for, 20, 25 years. I want to give a big thanks to Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I've worked for 10 years or more. They're always serving the residents here well. Also, LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare. As you know, they're sponsors of this show through Home Care Solutions Home Health. And I just cannot say enough how much good they do for the residents of this area. And they've been on our show, and we'll have them again soon. Also, Heartlight Hospice of Dalton, that's an LHC corporation, and they continue to minister through hospice to Northwest Georgia. My great thanks to them, and we'll have someone from Heartlight on again soon as well, and I know everyone will be impressed with this individual. And once again, back to CHI Memorial, Georgia. They are building a hospital, as you know, right on 4700 Battlefield Parkway in Ringgold, right beside our office. It's not built yet, the ground's not broken, but there will be a hospital there hopefully within 3 to 5 years to replace the old CHI Memorial, Georgia. That is going to be one of the biggest things that we have done in this area, and we've been planning towards that for a while, and it's a pleasure to be able to announce that now. Speaking of CHI Memorial, they have a little message for you that, remember that we raise our families together, we work together, we pray together, but we have not always been able to heal together. The face of healthcare in Northwest Georgia has changed a lot over the years, but now you can count on CHI Memorial to make a difference in the health of your community. With access to physicians, technology, and facilities provided by one of the nation's top healthcare systems, we will be here today and tomorrow to meet your medical needs right here at home. We are your friends and your neighbors. We are CHI Memorial, Georgia. Ed, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world, any events coming up, anything going on exciting in your life right now.
Well, thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And it is an exciting time. In fact, we had a massive event called the Gala, and we had it down at the Turnbull downtown. It's where we invited people who wanted to share the excitement and new plans and offerings that we have for our 40th anniversary. I cannot even start to imagine that I've been doing this for four straight decades, and I still have the same passion and need to be working 5 and 6 days a week because I love it, because there's a lot of work still left to be done. But we had 270 people who attended this gala, and one of the goals of this gala was to explain a new program that we have coming out called the Wellness Plus Card. And it is revolutionary in my mind that it's going to change the face of healthcare options. And what it will entail, without getting into too many details, is a person would purchase this card for $10 a month or a 1 year for $100. With that, you will have the ability to have consultations with any number of our health coaches and counselors. You're going to have the value of about $450 worth of consultations and other services for this one price per year. And actually, and you and I have not talked about this, Dr. Green, but I want to kind of get a feedback here actually on live radio or on radio about this. You tell me if this is the case, because I have a feeling it is. I think a lot of healthcare professionals like yourself, who are so well educated and heart minded in the right place, gets frustrated because a patient will come in and start asking you this whole litany of questions about, how do I lose weight? How do I reduce inflammation? How do I, you know, help my constipation? But I don't want any long-term use of pharmaceuticals. I want to really get to the root. And I have to say, I don't think you have the time to sit down and counsel people on how to have good bowel movements for 60 minutes. I'm just guessing that. So what we're going to do is be able to have you, if you feel comfortable, you can refer them to our website. Your patient can then make an appointment for either $50, or they can own one of our cards. And we will simply take the information that you want us to have. We're not treating their medical conditions. We are only educating them to learn how to eat better and to make wise choices. That we already see that is a huge need in this society and in this town.
I already do all that, Ed. So no, I don't talk for an hour about constipation. So you're right about that one. But I would say I've been able to pare down discussions for a lot of different issues, whether it be hypertension, cholesterol, constipation, insomnia, anxiety, a vast number of conditions, discussing non-traditional approaches to a, you know, 1, 2, or 3 minute discussion. So you can do that. You just have to hurry. And when I do mine, we use a dragon dictation system. So it not only is, you know, they're hearing me, they're also getting a typed copy of that. And you'll be so happy to know this. So often in there, it says, please visit nutritionw.com. So I'm so used to saying that and putting out the Nutrition World website that I know there's so much good educational material. I've sent them to look at the protein shake I do every day, look for the keto lectures, the basic and advanced. So I am already doing all of those things. I think the Wellness Plus card is going to be a benefit to a lot of people, and it'll help them access your services. But there's already a partnership, at least between us, where there's traditional and non-traditional medicine. But no, it's actually pretty easy to give a nutshell discussion on a lot of the non-traditional approaches while we're also discussing traditional. And I already have them access your website as well as our Facebook page and Vital Health Radio website. So we have so much education out there for people right now. It's growing every day. I think we should all continue, and the listeners too, access all of those modalities.
Well, and you know, you just hit the nail on the head that you are one in several hundred. You are not the common one. And I know you don't want to speak about your maybe your field, but most physicians don't have either the knowledge level that you have or the commitment to do what you just said you do, because I know it happens, because I get this feedback. And what a wonderful partnership. And really and truly, I guess my goal more is to create a bridge this gap between, you know, the mainstream media who needs to help their patients and educate but doesn't seem to have the time. But many times it's also the lack of knowledge, I have to say, because, you know, if they think that the cure for constipation is Miralax or something lacking here, that's needed when it's needed, but that's not going to help them learn how to eat more fiber. It's not going to help them with probiotics. It's not going to do all the other parts to this puzzle. So it's lovely what you're saying, and I so commend you, Dr. Green, for the passion and the completeness that you put together as far as your patients. It is what medicine should be built on. We wouldn't have a broken system if it was run by you.
Well, I don't know about that for sure. I mean, I'm learning non-traditional and trying to combine that. It's a work in progress right now. I haven't done that for the other 20, 25 years of my practice. In fact, you said something about ignorance, that people weren't recommending, physicians weren't recommending the non-traditional approaches out of ignorance. Maybe. I mean, they don't teach that in medical school, so I don't think it's their fault or anybody else's. That's our job now, to start educating them and opening their eyes. Although I will say some of the advanced practice nurses, PAs, nurse practitioners, they are teaching more about non-traditional in those schools, and I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you're right. And lack of knowledge is not their fault. And I say this all the time. Don't blame the individual people. It's the system that just didn't fill their toolbox correctly. And you're right. It's changing. But, you know, we can't snap our fingers and have it just exactly what we want. And in the meantime, people can be suffering because of that.
Well, so, you know, you and I are people that don't mind knowing that there are things we don't know. The older we get, the more we learn that we don't know. That's an opportunity to learn, not one to get defensive about. We're learning every day. I mean, that's one of my goals. Have fun every day. Learn something new every day. And that's two of my regular goals.
Wow. You know, that's why I look forward to you and I being here every Sunday morning. And again, we started this show a year ago in January. We have a ton of older shows on the website, vitalhealthradio.com. And people can access that because, you know, it's been labeled for the topic, everything you could imagine we have discussed. And you and I have had so many wonderful guests from everything from bees and our health to, you know, the mushrooms to the, I mean, it's endless. So please, I encourage people to go to vitalhealthradio.com to past shows and play some of these. It's like an encyclopedia and it's growing. And I cannot imagine in another 1 to 2 years the amount of info. I don't know of another show that does what we do and has compiled as much solid, useful information as Vital Health Radio.
And I imagine you're also archiving these on the Holistic Navigator. Is that right?
The Holistic Navigator is my personal show that's national, and it is archived on there too. So, you know, we're partnering all the way across the board to mainly help people help themselves because, you know, we're in a very confusing world, despite the fact we have so much information. We are overburdened with too much information. So people have become analysis paralysis is what I say. And that can be a scary thing. So you just give up because it's just too much.
Well, that's what Dr. Google will do to you.
Yes, sir. It will. And people who are hypochondriacs do really poorly with Dr. Google because I'm the king hypochondriac. Guess what? It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. And we've got that. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have a most interesting guest that we've never had this kind of a conversation before, and I'm excited to help put the word out on something that I have somewhat certainly resonated with. We have a lady named Shiela Rowe, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, Mrs. Rowe.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I can't say that I have the perfect way to explain this, but I guess maybe I'll give just a minute of my own personal story history. I am a very huge believer in finding connections with whatever can bring a peacefulness and mindfulness within in order for healing to take place. This healing can be not only emotional healing, but it can be physical healing. And I know that, you know, Memorial, you're part of working with Memorial Hospital to put together a type of program, and I want you to explain that to the listeners, please.
Okay. Well, I'll start by saying I have a master's in expressive arts therapy. I'm also a registered drama therapist with the North America Drama Therapy Association. So my relationship to arts and healthcare comes primarily from the arts therapy perspective. But having said that, I also am an art maker. I do mosaic art. I have always danced my whole life. I've participated in a lot of theater throughout the years. And I am a deep lover of lots of different kinds of music. And so for me, on a personal level, the arts have always been a language for healing for me. And when I look into the history of how the arts have impacted people throughout history, it's one of the most primitive forms of healing medicine that exists. I mean, you look back into antiquity and you see where humans have used music and visual media and dance in a variety of ways for health purposes. So that's sort of the foundation of why we are including that in the healing environment at CHI Memorial.
Let me ask you at this point, tell me about the organized event. What's the name of it and when is it in order to get this conversation going about the specifics?
Okay, so on April 11th at the Hunter Museum from 5 to 7 p.m., we are having the 19th annual Cam Bush Endowed Arts for Health Lecture Series event. And this year our featured speaker is Steve Dean, who's a singer-songwriter out of Nashville. And every week he comes to Chattanooga and participates in a program called Operation Song, which is a program for veterans and who are probably most of them dealing with some type of PTSD or just sort of working through the process of their experiences in wartime. And they use songwriting as that healing medium to tell their stories that they've experienced in a way that they couldn't maybe otherwise do.
Well, it was very moving to me when you explained before the show of how he would take these stories and then put them into a song format in the presence of these people. And I can just feel the reflective healing medicine from that because, you know, everything, I'm completely convinced of kind of the quantum physics and energy basis of everything in the universe, but especially when it comes to healing. And I think when we have dis-ease, we have lost the alignment with that resonating oneness and perfection of whatever gives us the health and healing that we desire. And I can't imagine anything more powerful than hearing your own story kind of put into a context from a professional musician who understands this. What do you think about that, Dr. Green?
Well, you know, on the show we've talked, gosh, for the last year about how I use my guitar, I use music as therapy. My family is really the Von Trapp family. We make fun of ourselves. We're all musical, the vast majority of us. So music has always been a healing art for me, and I've always got a song running in the back of my head. I do right now, and no, I'm not going to sing to you. Don't worry. But, you know, that's something I use in my own life, playing music at home or playing my own on the guitar, you know, writing some, singing some, making up as I go. So I can't do it like Steve Dean, that's for sure. I can't do that. My grandfather was better at that. Yeah, maybe it's a late talent that'll come on. You know, what I was thinking about actually while we were talking were other examples that I'd heard of, and the one that came to mind was actually young David singing to King Saul to soothe him. And that's something biblically that you know, he would call for David and David would play his harp. And that's the example I could think of right off the bat biblically that was something that was used where music is therapy for the soul and was medicinal. So, you know, I don't know what Charlotte has to say about that, but that's one of my favorite stories about how, you know, Saul would call for him and do that.
Well, exactly, and I would imagine Steve would have something to say about that too. He's talked about his faith being a huge part of leading him down this path to doing the work that he's doing now. And when you think about the Psalms, I mean, that is a huge canon in the Bible of how, you know, in a poetic format, you're dealing with war, you're dealing with love, you're dealing with relationship tensions, you're dealing with just exploring the beauty of the world and learning how to rest. I mean, any topic you can imagine is in that poetic format, in that song format. And that's what these veterans are doing, is they're taking things that many times are unspeakable. They're stories that they haven't even told their dearest loved ones over 20 years or so. But then they sit down in this group. They have the safety of knowing that all of the other veterans that are in the room have experienced the same things that they have. There's a trust there. And then Steve gets out his guitar and he starts strumming a melody, and it just brings on a sort of calming, soothing environment for everybody in the room. And then Don Goodman, who is their Shakespeare, as they call him, he will put a veteran in the hot seat and say, okay, what's your story? What have you got for us today? And they come out and they'll say, well, I don't know if this sounds right. And he says, it's okay, just give me what you got. And then he'll draw out a line. He'll say, ah, that's good. That's a good one right there. And he'll pop that in there. And then he'll ask the veteran in the hot seat, what's a phrase or something that rhymes with that? Or what has the same sort of numbers of syllables? And so it's very formulaic in the sense that there's safety around you distance from the feeling, the emotion of the story enough to be able to create a poem, and then you read it back, or you'll get Steve Dean sort of in real time taking that poem and putting it to a melody and singing it back to them, and then they hear that story for the first time in a way that sounds really honoring and beautiful to their experience.
These are probably stories that they don't share with many people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Steve was telling me a story about one veteran that came in and he sang a song and they put it on an album and they released it. And the spouse of this veteran said, I never knew this story. He never told me this.
Yeah, wow. So they're being heard. They're being listened to for probably the first time in a long time. I remember my dad, years ago, he had been in Vietnam. And at one point, he was just thanked. It was a Promise Keepers in Atlanta. And he was weeping afterwards. And I said, you know, why? What hit you? He said, in all these years, no one has ever said thank you except for my family. Not one person. He had never been heard. No one listened. No one was thankful. And I'm so glad that John and Steve are doing this for people and thanking them and hearing them and loving them. It's what they need.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us, and I am Ed Jones with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are here with Shiela Rowe talking about a most incredible event coming up for, we could use many words, purification, peacefulness, moving through emotional traumas, PTSD, and an event. And again, remind listeners the date of this event and how they would sign up if they choose to.
Okay, so the date is April 11th. That's coming up just in a couple of weeks. And it's at the Hunter Museum of American Art from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can sign up or get tickets through the CHI Memorial Foundation office. So you can call the foundation and book your tickets over the phone, or you can go online to the foundation site, and there's a link there to buy your tickets.
And I know that we're discussing, you know, people... and it would not necessarily have to be veterans with PTSD, correct?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, this event has been well-loved by the community for almost 20 years, and anybody who's an enthusiast or an advocate for the arts in their healing nature, I think would find this a really valuable event.
Well, it certainly makes me very, very interested. I know that you said, and I want to make sure listeners don't feel uncomfortable that they won't be put on the spot if they don't choose
not.
To be participating by sharing stories, correct?
Yeah, nobody really is required to share stories. It's an educational event. So Steve's going to present, he's going to sing, and he's going to have his guitar with him, and he's going to present stories about his work with Operation Song and just how songwriting has impacted his life over the years, and then he will have probably a question and answer time. He's a really engaging, fun person, and I think he loves interacting with the audience, but definitely it's one of those times where you can come just as an observer, just to watch and see. And we're going to have, you know, drinks and food, and there will also be, before his presentation starts, we're also going to have some of our local organizations that are doing really wonderful things with the arts and having an impact on the community in a positive way. We've got the Eastlake Expression Engine group is coming, and the kids are going to, they're choosing, I don't know what song they're going to do, but they're choosing a song to sing, and then they're going to do a little bit of bucket drumming. And then Chattanooga Ballet's professional company is also going to perform an original piece choreographed by Samantha Soul, who's one of their company members. And I believe her dad is a veteran. And she and I talked about this event and what Steve was presenting. And I asked her if she could create a piece that maybe was able to show in an embodied dance form how many of us will carry traumas in our bodies.
Well, you know, I so am almost moved by this conversation. And I know John Muir wrote once that into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul. But that certainly can apply to music. And I believe this is something people should really respond to. Again, is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, it's at the Memorial Foundation website. I don't have the exact
URL. That's fine. They can Google that.
Right. CHI Memorial Foundation, and there are links there to the events page for Steve Dean and the Arts and Health.
Well, thank you so much, Shyla Rowe, for coming in and sharing this. I know that we have listeners that will be attending and be very interested. And that is a time for us to take a break again. And when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we are going to be talking about something that I probably speak on every single day due to questions, which is the rising epidemic of memory loss and Alzheimer's as we age. And the thing is, it's now become, or soon to become, the third leading cause of death is Alzheimer's in this country. And it's hugely significant, not only on the personal suffering and pain involved, but financially, it has a potential to almost bankrupt our system. So today we have, again, back on the show, Meredith Mason, nurse practitioner, wonderfully educated and skilled in a lot of the holistic nutritional aspects of helping people to be healthy. And she is the owner and operator of Brio Integrative Medicine. Welcome, Meredith, back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ed. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, I actually did another podcast on a different level just last week, and we had talked about this topic of memory loss and Alzheimer's. And you know, if anyone here listening has gone through this, and I know Dr. Green certainly has seen a lot of the pain involved with a family member as they start losing, you know, their senses and their memory and their cognition and their ability to function in life. And, you know, the standard message is there's not a whole lot that can be done. But I know you and I, Meredith, we kind of live, and even Dr. Green, he's so open to being outside the box. We kind of live in that world of much greater potential that we do believe can be addressed and embraced. So tell me, Meredith, like, what is your take on someone, let's say they're 40 or 50, 60, 65, and they've gone to their doctor, they've got great concerns, they are forgetting everything, they're starting to not function in life correctly. What would be some of the advice you might give someone if they were wanting to embrace functional medicine?
So what I'm going to talk to you today is largely based on a protocol developed by Dr. Del Bredesen out of UCLA. He is a neurology and a professor there at the medical school. And he has really developed a functional approach to looking at what are the multiple lifestyle interventions and things that can affect the development of Alzheimer's. So what's really interesting with them is he actually kind of talks about different subtypes of Alzheimer's that he has seen on the front lines of his research. And they address the different potential causes of Alzheimer's. And the subtypes are, number one, the first subtype can be inflammatory in nature. The second one is atrophic, which can actually cause wasting, or, you know, like they'll actually do an MRI of the brain and show where the hippocampus volume has actually decreased. And the second type can be mostly caused by He talked about like lack of appropriate sex hormones, vitamin D, which is also a hormone, and something like a BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So these really show us the importance of keeping these levels optimized as we age. The third type he mentioned was a cortical subtype of Alzheimer's disease, and it actually says, he talks about, you know, this is the type that could be a result of a viral exposure, heavy metals, mold. There's actually new theories about the function of the beta amyloid plaques that we see in Alzheimer's is actually being an attempt of the body, much like atherosclerosis, in protecting the body from an injury. So in these plaques, they have found high levels of herpes simplex virus 1, also lead, zinc. So this is kind of, you know, new theories coming out. My background was in cardiology as a cardiology nurse, similar to the plaquing we see in atherosclerosis, that these can actually be an attempt of the body to sequester and contain these toxins in the brain. So it's really exciting how we're starting to look at the lifestyle approach to treatment of Alzheimer's.
Well, you know, you're speaking my language, Meredith, and I love the fact that we're actually opening this conversation to the fact that there are so many influences on everything in our body, but especially our brain. And if we understand this and we don't just give in to the dogma of, well, you've got amyloid deposits, I'm sorry, just go home. But I want to ask Dr. Green something. As far as when you see a patient and their family's concerned, I mean, where does the person start with, first off, evaluating the seriousness of this condition? How does it work?
Well, initially we get the patient in, hopefully with the family, and talk about that. I'm always interested to know where, you know, who is having the question. So is it the patient bringing in the question or the family? Typically, if the patient is coming in, like if you come to see me and you say, hey, Chris, I think I'm losing my memory, can't find my keys, can't find my car, you know, things like that that are more, you know, run-of-the-mill, people do that a lot. If you're the one coming to me, you know, statistically, usually you don't have a serious dementia, you don't have Alzheimer's, you don't have a Parkinson's dementia, something like that. However, if you were brought in by two or three of your family members, they're saying, you know, we're seeing something scary. Ed is not acting normal sometimes, and he's forgetting where he lives. He's leaving things on the stove. He doesn't know how to use objects in the house, things like that that are a bit more worrisome. And you're denying it and saying they've lost their minds. That's when I'm actually pretty worried. We get a lot of people in between those where they're not really sure what's going on. Luckily, we have objective testing we can do. There may be something from Dr. Bredesen that we're going to talk about later, but most commonly people use the mini mental status evaluation, and it's a very easy test to administer. We often do that in the office. Of course, a very careful history, careful physical, careful workup for, you know, other medical problems that may be going on. We're doing a lot of central nervous system brain imaging. Sometimes we do find strokes, tumors, other things that may be interfering, thyroid disease. I mean, there's so many things that could interfere with memory and mimic. Depression also, a lot of more emotional, psychological problems can mimic dementia, and you have to look for all of these things. So you have to really cast a wide net to look for what may be causing memory problems and figure out if there is a real memory issue or something that just looks like that. It's a very difficult thing to look into, and frankly, I'm glad to learn non-traditional approaches because traditional medicine just doesn't have a lot to offer. I mean, basically, all we have are a couple of classes of medication, cholinesterase inhibitors, and I think it's NMDA agonists. We don't have much, and there's no fix from a traditional medicine standpoint. So it's nice to have other options and non-traditional approaches because I don't think that we as really traditional or non-traditional providers fully understand dementia, Alzheimer's. I mean, these are complex diagnoses. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, very okay. Well. And I one really quick thing, because I know we only have about 5 minutes left. If a person is truly concerned that they have Alzheimer's, the chances are less that they may have it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying if they have insight into the fact that they feel there may be memory loss, typically I find that those people do not have any advanced memory loss. They have insight into the fact. I mean, just like me and you, we've forgotten where we put our keys. You lose your eyeglasses, find out they're on top of your head the whole time. You know, things like this. But if you like pick up a pen like I'm holding in my hand right now, and you have no idea how to use a day-to-day object, you can't find your own home, you can't remember relatives that you have no business forgetting. More of those type of things that we see. But no, it's the insight is what I was looking into there. If you have insight into your own memory issues, that's a good sign. It's not, you know, 100% proof, but it's a good sign that it's either not advanced or there isn't a serious memory loss going on. If you're brought by other people, other family, and they're all corroborating that you do have this problem and you have no idea what they're talking about, that's where there's a danger sign.
Yeah, makes very much sense. And I know we did an interview with the lady from the Alzheimer's Association. It was very helpful. And we have this is something that people need when they get into the throes of it. But here's my whole take, and my whole life is based on the fact that I believe the body has a massive vital energy and magic for self-healing, but only if we remove what's damaging it and give the body what it needs for self-healing. That's the same philosophy that I think also you certainly feel comfortable with, Dr. Green. But we do have to admit that mainstream medicine is not really teaching this functional medicine approach. And that's where Meredith Mason, our nurse practitioner we're speaking with today, really comes from. And that is evaluating some of the parameters and the blood chemistry and all the things that actually produced the problem. And those things did not happen the first time that you had a symptom. It was coming on for years and years. But with proper blood testing now, and you're not going to get that generally through a traditional thinking person, we can evaluate where you are and help that person to become rebalanced so to activate the magic of the body and the healing capacity.
You know, there is some insight from traditional medicine, and we do teach the biopsychosocial model. So there is some acceptance that there is a connection between body, mind, and spirit and health. I think traditional medicine does not embrace that as fully as non-traditional medicine. You know, some people like me do, and you know, I'm looking at someone's psychological and spiritual and physical health for myself and my patients, but not everyone does that. I would assume that non-traditional providers, not all of them, embrace all of those modalities, but you know, I do, and I'd say most of the people that I work with in my practice do, and traditional medicine is beginning to open its mind to those non-traditional approaches because, I mean, there's proof that that's true.
Well, and you're exactly right. Of course, that's one reason I always refer people to you, because you're one of a kind. I want to say, and I know our time's really ran by, but the thing I want to have people connect with, number one, is there is, like Meredith said, a physician named Dr. Del Bredesen who has a protocol called RECODE, and that is where he looks into the chemistry of an individual in the early and middle stages of memory loss and has a phenomenal track record of people being able to go back to their life and actually sometimes go back to work, stabilize themselves for many years, and that would not happen in the traditional slippery slope of this kind of thing. And Meredith is well-schooled in that. Meredith, tell people if they are interested in pursuing something like the Bredesen protocol, which you can look up on the internet, Dale Bredesen, and put RECODE. What would they do, and how could they contact you?
Absolutely. So I would love to partner with people in looking at several biomarkers, you know, everything from high-sensitive CRP, which is a C-reactive protein, fasting insulin, hemoglobin A1C, homocysteine, looking at lots of inflammatory markers. Also, what would be appropriate would be genetic testing, like ApoE4. So how they could contact me would be at briomedicine.com, or they can also call me, and my number is 423-541-1371. Would love to help these people.
And Brio is B-R-I-O.
B-R-I-O, thank
you. That's exactly what I was going to say. And, you know, the thing is, and again, I only have 30 seconds, but like that genetic test that she talked about, ApoE4, it does show that you have a significant to vastly increased risk. But guess what? We know how to silence that gene again. How do you do it? Intermittent fasting. All this is information that we can help, or Brio can help you to partner to make your life work again. So it's time for us to already take a break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health and nutrition. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we always look forward to this segment for Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you once again, Ed, for that kind introduction. And as always, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, there is a wonderful free app you can download for your iPhone or Android, or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Today, we're going to continue this battle against fear that we've been talking about. Let's start with a few verses. First will be Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Next, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you. And Psalm chapter 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. The faithfulness and goodness and greatness of God is a powerful antidote for the fears we face in our lives on a daily basis. Now, King David learned over his lifetime the beautiful reality that God is faithful to those who love Him, even when we are not. Like we read a moment ago, His mercies are new every morning. He truly loves us and is not fazed in the least by our fears. Pastor and author Stephen Furtick wrote that all we really need to know about God was in that simple little prayer we learned as children. God is great and God is good. He is good and kind, strong, all-powerful, able to love us and care for us and to save and rescue and deliver us from all of our fears and hardships. And He is also compassionate, full of mercy and grace. His love endures forever, so He cares for us and is quick to listen to our cries for help. So, there is your antidote for fear, His great love and goodness, greatness and perfect faithfulness. Now think about this during the hard times. Let's close with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, let's get back to you, but specifically, I want to know what's going on in your life, anything coming up with you, and any news you have to share.
Thank you, my friend, and also thank you for those wise, kind words for the everyone who has ears that are listening. Yes, we always have a tremendous amount of goodies going on. In fact, here we are again with another lecture on hemp and CBD from a person who's different from the previous. I always look for the experts in this country. We're flying someone in named Doug Williams from Green Earth Medicinals, and it's going to be on April 9th. You can find the information at nutritionw.com. It will be a free lecture at 6:30. And I do want to say, and I know you and I talked about this, we talk about CBD, which is hemp extracts, every show, because there's nothing, I think, in our entire life that went from 0 to 10,000 miles an hour the way CBD has. I assume after Prohibition, it was probably like that with alcohol. And, all of a sudden everybody starts selling liquor. Well, CBD is amazingly potential benefit to the health and helping anxiety, helping sleep, helping pain on so many levels. But I must always give this warning. We've already had people fired from jobs because it doesn't matter that the company says that doesn't have THC unless you can prove it. at Nutrition World, we do the homework to make sure that it doesn't have it or it does. I mean, we have many brands we say do not do this because it has small amounts. It's under the legal limit, but it is small. And people,
you know, it's safer. I tell all the patients, if you're going to do a CBD oil, tell your employer, tell your medical provider, just go ahead and make sure that's, you know, in the know. Mm-hmm. And if you have to, get it in writing that it's okay.
Yeah, don't you believe that documentation would be important?
Absolutely. Get it in writing that they say, yes, it's okay. We understand you're doing this.
I love that advice, Dr. Green. We'll love it. Now, I'm excited. Well, before I get into this, the thing about CBD that concerns me also equally is it has two properties that are unlike any other plant. It will assimilate lead from the soil quicker than any other plant. And we all know that lead was outlawed because it makes your IQ go straight down and many other problems. Well, why would we want something healthy but yet have lead? Most companies are not testing. Be the informed consumer. Don't just go into these little shops and expect them to have the kind of products that you need. And secondly, mold grows on it like crazy. We don't need to be ingesting mold. It's not a healthy component. If you go to NutritionW.com, I have a video from my hemp expert, Seth. It says not all hemp products are what they seem. But what I'm excited about, there's a company that is coming out with CBD that you will have a QR code. On that bottle, you will scan the QR code, and it's going to show you the assay of that particular batch. It will absolutely be third-party verification, so you will know from now, from once we get the product, that you are safe as far as using it. I do want to say my daughter, Katie, she's the most special thing in my life, and she's carrying my first grandchild, and she's 5 months pregnant.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But she's going to be holding a workshop making, teaching people to make healing herbal salves, and that's going to be on 5/19 at 2 p.m. It's $20 because you're going to have the ingredients that you're actually going to do that. And then lastly, a guy named Sandor Katz, and I think that's pronounced right. He is a superstar in the world of fermentation. And on June 15th, it's a $50 class, but he's going to teach you how to truly make fermented foods.
Like kombucha?
Kombucha, a little. Kombucha's a little. You can do that. He's going to do more of the sauerkrauts and more of the kimchi and more of those foods. But the word Sandor, spelled S-A-N-S-A-N-D-O-R, and then Katz, K-A-T-Z. If you Google that, you'll see he has written many of the books. He is the guru of fermentation. So that's going to be exciting. And so that's the events coming up. I hope to keep expanding on our practitioners. We do have our new building that will house 7 new practitioners that the construction is now going full-time. It's where Summit Piano burned. And we hope by June to July we will be opening and having those people move in.
Well, let me ask you this. We usually talk about places that you eat, and we haven't done that I can remember at all today. I have not really eaten out anywhere fun or new lately, so have you?
Well, you know, your memory is so much better than mine on details. Did I talk about eating at the country place called Jenkins in East Ridge?
Not that I can recall.
Then if you didn't recall it, you have never been made a mistake yet on these questions, so I didn't talk. I have to tell you about Jenkins because it is either the worst place for your health or it can be a good place because of the amount of selection. It is a buffet. I am not a buffet guy, but I tell you, I go over there now 2 to 3 times a week. I had quit going 2 years ago just for some strange reason, but my daughter, who's now eating more than you and I combined because of her pregnancy. Mm. She loves eating there. I go in, I get baked chicken. I take my olive oil now. I've talked about this constantly. If you want to be super healthy, you cannot use the dressings at these restaurants. They are the epitome of junk. Everything from the sugar, the corn syrup, the chemicals, the MSG, the artificial this. Yeah, it tastes great, but of course it does. It's a chemical mixture. So take in a little bitty bottle your own dressings that you get either at Nutrition World or at some good place, Publix or Earth Fare or Whole Foods, and or olive oil. That's what I do. So I get the baked chicken. They have the best black-eyed peas and pinto beans and cornbread and turnip greens and broccoli. I use raw broccoli, raw radishes, and I make the best meal, lunch or supper, at Jenkins in East Ridge that you can do.
Okay, so for the listeners who are not going to carry their own olive oil or grass-fed butter with them and do all these things, what do you recommend?
Well, I recommend no more than a teaspoon of dressing and still fill the salad plate with the broccoli, the radishes. Again, we spoke earlier, iceberg lettuce has very little nutritional value, but it also doesn't have any harm. So, you know, when I make decisions on my personal food intake, the first thing I look at is not so much how healthy is it, how devastating is it. And if I look at a piece of fried chicken, which I will eat occasionally, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's pretty damn low as far as, you know, being dangerous to your health. But it's not going to kill you if you don't do it very often. But there are foods that are neutral. Lettuce is neutral unless you get the super lettuce, which is spinach and those type. So at least get neutral. And you can live with neutral a long time as long as you keep doing some superstars along the path.
Kale salad on that list?
They don't have kale, but I will make the iceberg better by adding a lot of the raw broccoli and the radishes that are on the salad bar. But again, I'm a lover of good black-eyed peas. Do you like black-eyed peas?
Oh, I love those. Absolutely.
This is like the home cooking, and normally buffets are like dog food. So I love the home cooking of Jenkins and Eastridge.
All right, people love Thousand Island. I know that's not going to be a good choice. Which dressing?
They're all equally junky. So, but I'm like you. Thousand Island is the ultimate of dressings on Earth. It just is. So, well, you know what, Dr. Green? You and I flow like the Chickamauga River after all that rain a few weeks ago. It goes by very, very fast.
Always does.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Chris Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones, Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.